Ladies and gentlemen, we present Ernest Fontwell versus the Catering Experts, starring Frank Thornton and written by Laurie Wyman.
How do you do? My name is Ernest Fontwell. The sort of name that trips off the tongue and lands at your feet with a resounding thud. By now, you will know that my purpose in life is to warn you of the perils and disasters we Ernest Fontwells face if we call in an expert. If you don't, where were you during the last few weeks? Now, this week, I intend to advise you on how to sidestep the low cunning of the catering experts.
Sorry, chips is off.
Boiled?
Sorry, boiled is off. We've been ever so busy.
Which is a downright lie. What she really means is they didn't buy enough spuds. Of course, when it comes to food, everybody's an expert, even disc jockeys.
6542371. Have you got them down, I ask? Yes, she says. That's the trouble with foreign elastic. And here is Raimondo to say...
This is what you do.
Chuck the flaming lot down the sink. It tastes like condemned mud.
Someone else who is frightfully intense on food is a vegetarian, jam-packed full of nut cutlets and the other essential, roughage. This does have a disadvantage if you wish to hold a lengthy conversation.
With grated carrots and onions. I mean, you'd never notice the difference, I promise you.
Sounds fascinating. I must try some...
Excuse me, I'm sharp. Sorry about that. Now, you were saying?
Yes, I thought that recipe with the onions sounded extremely...
Excuse me, I shan't be... And, of course, the other advantage is that it does help you to lose weight.
Yes, so I imagine.
And, of course, for a sweet, you can have figs and prunes and... Excuse me, I shall... And custard.
Another catering expert to watch out for is the television cooking expert. Follow his recipes and the wife will have burnt out the week's housekeeping by breakfast time on Monday. The other snag is that the dish may have looked delicious on the box, but when your wife tries to make it, she ends up chucking it down the sink because it tastes like condemned mud. This means that you have to go to the Chinese takeaway. They, of course, are experts in not learning English, even if they have been beaming at their 45-inch colour TV behind the counter for 10 years.
Which is what you are ordering, yes, please?
We'd like the special Foo Yong, Hong Kong Chow Min, Shanghai Yank Pillow Squidgy Octu Balls in battered and fried rice.
Ah, so. Shortly will arrive, maybe.
Hello? Now what?
Two portions, 95, 36, 83 and no chips.
Just as well. Chips is off.
Which only goes to show that there is no point in trying to learn their ludicrous language either. I have always believed that they do the...
Sorry, not understand.
...bit in order to make us Ernest Fontwells feel inferior, which they do. Indian restaurants are the same, except they have a slightly smaller colour television set to watch whilst they burn your poppadoms. Now, mind you, they don't understand a word you're saying either. So instead of getting a mild curry, you cop a mouthful of something that blasts your head off. Your scream of agony just before you lose your voice altogether is followed by...
Most humble and abject apologies, sir. You should have ordered half portion 94, not full portion 702.
Ooh. Ooh, thanks very much.
Suggest you fan your boiling cake hole with your poppadoms.
Which is a very clever trick if you can do it. But once again, the catering expert has made it look as if the error was your fault and not his. At all times, these experts make quite sure that you are dining out through their courtesy and paying through the nose for the privilege. You are an Ernest Fontwell, and they are doing you a favour by emptying your wallet so that you don't starve to death. Of course, during the summer, you can always cut the cost by having a nice picnic with the family.
Dad?
Hmm? Not tonight, Gladys. I've got a headache.
Oh, Dad!
Yeah. Now what?
Where's me kite? Can I have an ice cream? Where'd you put the whiz-back tennis set on Wednesday?
Probably. Ask your mother.
Well, now, she said to ask you.
Then tell her you can't.
Why not, Dad?
Because I'm asleep.
Oh. Dad?
Mm-mm.
Why did you drive all the way to Seaford for a kip when you could have slept at home?
I shall never know. Here's a quid. Now buzz off and do something that takes a long time.
Yeah, but kites are £1.20, Dad.
Then here's another quid. Now buzz off and do something that takes even longer.
Oh, thanks, Dad. Be back as soon as I can.
Oh, there you are. What's your name?
Ernest, I'm your husband.
Oh, well, if you say so, dear. Now, about the picnic lunch. Now, which sandwiches would you prefer? Cheese without pickles, ham without mustard, or sardine and tomato without tomato? And would you prefer lemon tea without lemon or ordinary tea without milk or sugar?
Forgive me, but why is everything without something?
You left the other hamper at home.
Mrs. Fontwell is the expert beyond compare. Notice how, as she has dropped the clanger, the we suddenly becomes only you. Packing the boot of the car was never your responsibility in the first place. You were only supposed to give your wallet a right thumping, buying the petrol and oil, having the tyres checked, and driving for miles in the wrong direction because she had the map upside down. But as you've been thoroughly grumpy all day, there is only one way to crawl back into favour. Take the family to a luxury hotel for dinner in their magnificent restaurant, complete with dancing to a big band. An even bigger bill. Yes, well, that's two avocado pears. I'll just have the soup du jour. Followed by two roast duck à l'orange, and I'd better have the steak pie and chips.
So sorry, there's no chips tonight with anything. Perhaps there is something else you really fancy.
Possibly, but it doesn't happen to me on the menu. However, in that case, could I change my mind and have two... boiled in their jackets.
Certainly, sir. Would you like the wine waiter?
Who knows? I've never met him. Well, actually, at these prices, I'd probably prefer the grapefruit juice waiter. No, I think what I'd like is two... a soda and a lemonade.
So sorry, no soda. The industrial dispute, you know.
No, I didn't. Now, don't tell me they're striking for more money and less bubbles per bottle.
Possibly, sir. Now, is there something else you'd like?
At which point, unless you want to be a divorced Ernest Fontwell, you keep your trap shut. And all that for a gigantic meal that tasted like condemned mud. Of course, there is always the catering inexpert, such as the motorway service station.
You'd like what?
The mock fish cutlets, please.
Sorry, mock fish is off.
Oh. In that case, I'll have the gigantic super hamburgerette.
Sorry, hamburgerettes is off. It is lunchtime, you know.
Of course. Yes, my fault. I must remember to get hungry when nobody else does. But what is left?
Nothing, really. But chips is on. You could have a donut without jam with them.
Notice how even the waitress is an expert at making you feel a twit for getting hungry when she's busy not serving anybody else either?
Sorry, donuts without jam is off as well. Here's your chips.
How kind. Could I have the salt?
Sorry.
Salt is off. I thought it was. 200 miles at 69 and three-quarter miles an hour, in case there's a police car behind you, for a cardboard plate full of unsalted, burnt and oily cold chips. Now you are so full of indigestion you can't drive any further anyway. The other expert caterers, of course, are British Rail in their buffet cars. They supply you with sandwiches in a plastic wrapper that you can't undo without a hacksaw, and tea or coffee with milk in a sealed tub, which if you can open, spurts and splashes out all down your suit. I won't dwell too much on the wedding breakfast, which is usually lunch anyway, and where the best man reads out the telegrams which contain such pearls of wit as...
And this one is from Big John and Little Beverly. It says... it says, today is the day, tonight is the night. I have shot the stork, so you are all right.
Of course, the only person who wasn't applauding was the vicar. Not because he didn't approve. Just that all vicars are experts at getting sparks out of their knives and forks, which was free nosh about. But they don't want to waste time listening to telegrams. Of course, it is at weddings that we earnest Fontwells become experts in our own right, at creating disaster. The last one I attended, I congratulated the wrong vicar on his splendid service, knocked over his sherry, complained about the shocking food and service to a guest who turned out to be the owner of the hotel, and parked my car in such a way that the happy couple couldn't drive off for their honeymoon in their hired car because mine wouldn't start. Well, that was my own wedding. But some 15 years later, the catering expert of all time comes up with a bright idea that rocks you back on your worn-down heels.
I've been thinking... what's your name?
Ernest Fontwell. I'm your husband.
Ah, nice for you, dear. I've been thinking I really must have a new cooker.
But it was brand new when we bought it. What have you done to it?
Well, it was 15 years ago, dear. Now only one of the top burners lights, and that goes pop, whoosh, bang each time I light it.
Oh.
Or it blows the match out and gives me a nasty cough.
So, being a nice, kind, earnest Fontwell, you trot the little woman round to the gas showrooms to buy one of their much-advertised bargain offers. And that is where you meet the next expert.
That is absolutely true, sir. We do allow you £5 on your old cooker, but 15 years old. Well, my word, you really are pushing your luck, aren't you?
With a bit of service and a paint job, you'll be able to flog it.
Oh, quite. For about £5.50. I don't think we'll bother. Now, you've seen the catalogue, and I gather you've selected this cheaper model.
Yes, please. It's a lovely picture.
You weren't expecting this one to last 15 years, were you?
Yes.
Oh, well, let's not be too hasty. If you care to turn to page 14, for a mere £150 extra, you could have the Super Deluxe Cavalier model. It'll last a lifetime and save you money in the long run.
Oh, I like that. What do you think? What's your name?
Ernest.
Just as you say, dear. I definitely like that model. Yes, with that one, I could be quite cordon bleu.
And being a Fontwell, confronted by two experts, you've signed for a massive cooker that won't fit in your kitchen, but at least you'll be able to have chips any time you like. So goodbye for now, and take my advice. Stick to sandwiches. They're a hell of a lot cheaper.
You've been listening to Ernest Fontwell versus the Catering Experts. The part of Ernest Fontwell was played by Frank Thornton, who was battling with Patsy Rowlands, David Tate and John Baddeley. The programme was written by Laurie Wyman and produced by Jeffrey Perkins.